What we want to do right now, though, is bring to you, the ticket listener, a little bit of a taste of what's shaking out here at the Texas Motor Speedway. We're inside Fuzzy's Taco Shop.
Fuzzy's.
On the infield, and I can scarcely think of a better way for us to accomplish this than by sending Corby traipsing through the wild with the wireless microphone.
Well, that's when we're at our best.
Yes. Cobra, I can't see you. Do you have us?
Yep, I am standing in front of the TV. I think during this wireless segment, I'm just going to stand here and comment on the Masters, if that's okay with you.
So that's no different than any other segment today?
Hey, I'll be here all week. Try the feel.
Well, let's see. There's a young lass here that's all NASCAR'd up. I'm always uncomfortable, like, just sitting down because this is the Earth tables. And I just have to pull a chair up and sit down next to her.
Be smooth about it.
Now, dude, be cool, bro. I get laid constantly.
Ask him, this is nothing for me. You're at Fuzzy's, right?
You know how
what a bitch. Ask him if they've had the butt-burning sauce.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. What's your name?
Monica.
Monica, that's a beautiful name. Is that French?
I don't think so.
French?
Well, I'm sorry. What are you doing here? Well, by the way, let me introduce myself properly. My name is Corby. I'm with a radio station that you're looking at right up there. I don't know if you've been paying much attention to us. I think you've been on your phone and eating mostly. But we're the ticket.
Yes, the ticket.
Yes, the ticket.
Sports. Have you ever heard of it? Sports.
We're sports, yes.
My husband listens all the time.
Okay, so you're married.
Yes.
How's that going?
That's pretty hot. How long you been married? You don't even know?
5 years.
Oh, so it's pretty new. So it's pretty fresh.
Second marriage.
Oh, God. Tell me about it, sister.
What happened in the first one?
What went wrong with number one?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Well, that's why we
pretty
asked.
Bad stuff. On your end or his?
Oh, all his.
All his. What a jerk. You know what? Guys can be pigs. And sometimes it disgusts me.
Me too.
What we're capable of is what I'm saying.
Did he go out for cigarettes and never come back?
Did he, I'm going to throw a couple of scenarios out for you. You tell me yay or nay. One.
What does this have to do with sports?
I'm sorry, what?
What does this have to do with sports?
Well, what we like to do, we're at a sporting event, Monica. And we like to talk to some of the patrons. And I'm going to get around to your love of NASCAR, because it's clearly here. You're wearing gear.
Wearing gear?
Yeah, you got
I'm wearing gear, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. You like NASCAR, right?
My husband does.
A lot of husband talk out of you. The first one, though, did he, A, go out for cigarettes and never come back? B.
Kill somebody.
Went to jail for murder.
Wind up in prison because of a meth habit. C. Bed multiple women at the same time. Those are your three options. Which is closest to why he screwed up?
C.
Ah, yes.
Okay. No.
Betting multiple women at the same time. How many?
Well, I wasn't there to count.
Where's she from?
Good for you. Where are you from?
Mansfield.
Oh, right here in Texas. We like to call that the armpit of Arlington.
Yeah. Oh.
That wasn't very nice.
I'm joking.
Take it back.
I have lots of friends from Mansfield. Is that where you grew up?
No.
Where'd you grow up?
Irving.
Oh.
Oh. You know, that's the city that time forgot.
Yes, it is.
But Mexico didn't.
Correct.
Does she know the big
I'm
unit?
On the north side.
Okay, on the north side. All right. When did you get out of high? Did you go to which high school? MacArthur?
MacArthur.
Is that the school that Brian Bosworth went to?
It is.
Were you his age?
No.
I don't know how old he is. I don't follow football.
You're the ticket.
Well, yeah, I kind of am.
You are the ticket.
Well, how old are you?
Really?
Yeah, well, I asked you.
We're all friends here.
Yeah, look. Do you want to know how old I am?
57.
First?
Yes.
47.
I'm younger than you.
Well, kick ass. So you got out of high school when? 90?
One.
91, okay. So am I to suspect that you had children with this awful, awful man that you were married to?
Two.
How old are they?
25 and 23.
Whoa, you started young, sister, didn't you?
Yes.
Man, was this a high school boyfriend? Is that how this ended up? It wasn't. Where'd the first one? Where'd you meet?
At a party.
A party?
Where'd you meet the second one?
Was there alcohol at the party, Monica?
With his first wife.
Oh, no! What the...
Good catch.
Boy, there's so many just layers here to this onion. You met him with his first wife, and he left his first wife for you?
Correct.
And did you guys start secretly dating before all that happened, or did he just bail on her and then say, let's go, Monica?
He bailed.
He did bail? So there was no...
No hanky-panky?
No love while he was married?
Maybe a little bit.
You don't believe so. All right. Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time, didn't it?
Yes.
Did he have kids with the first one?
Yes.
Oh, Monica, man. What a tangled web we weave, right? With this man. Well, I'm glad you're out of that. And your kids, your kids have kids? What would make you a grandmother?
I have 4 grandchildren.
What the, Frank?
Whoa!
Wow, 4. How old are they?
Well, 2 twin boys and a boy and a girl, which I'm raising.
Whoa!
Oh, God.
Whoa!
Wait a minute, Monica. Why are you raising that one? What happened to the mom and dad?
Bear trap.
Is what it is.
Monica.
But the twins are all good. They have a very nuclear family.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like that may not be too nuclear either.
It works.
It works okay?
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, life is hard, isn't it?
It's hard. It is hard.
Are you enjoying this second time around raising this little one?
Absolutely not.
Pain in the ass, isn't it?
Boy, kids suck, don't they? I'm going through them right now. I'm with you. But this is my first round. I didn't have any... I waited really late to have children. You know, I had some testicle problems.
Okay.
Testicle problems.
I don't know. I lived up... We grew up on 3 Mile Island and actually had 3 testicles. We had to have one removed. So...
Okay.
You want to see it?
You want to see it? I keep my pocket.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay.
Where'd you meet husband number 2?
So where'd you meet husband number 2? Where did the... Because it sounds like this is a good thing.
We dated in high school.
Now that's what I like to hear. I like stories like this. He probably hates that old son of a bitch you married, doesn't he?
I don't think he hates him.
Just doesn't like him much. Was the first father, was he very involved in raising your first batch of kids?
Yeah, we were married 18 years.
Okay, all right. Did he run off with like somebody he worked with or something like that?
You could say that.
Oh, man. What was he in the... What kind of business? Was he a roofer or what kind of business was he in?
He was a jack of all trades and a master of none.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
unemployed.
Man.
Or a musician.
So where's your husband now?
He's working.
Oh, what does he do?
Right now he's volunteer. He's the wrecker for the cars that wreck.
Oh,
the wrecker driver?
The wrecker driver?
Uh-huh.
That's kind of cool. Is his name Tow Mater?
No.
Really? Really?
That's a reference from the children's movie Cars. Are you familiar?
Mater.
Yes. Now I am.
Does she ever ride with him in that thing?
You ever ride with him?
No.
You've never ridden on him in that thing?
Well, this is volunteer.
Sorry, what?
Oh.
Does he drive a wrecker in real life?
Is he a professional wrecker driver in real life?
No.
What does he do for a living? To supply you with a very nice ring, by the way.
Thank you.
Very handsome.
Service rider for a car business.
Okay.
I drove bus.
What do you do?
I work for an auto auction.
Ooh.
Okay.
She can get you good deals on cars.
Yeah, so if I wanted a nice car, I come to you?
No.
Oh, these are beaters?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I like your honesty. It's very refreshing.
Auto auction is done through wholesale. You have to have a dealer's license.
Oh, okay. I don't have one of them. That's cool. For you, how old's this new kid that you're raising?
2, 5. The little boy just turned 5 today. Aww. And 3.
Oh, you're raising 2 of them?
Yes.
Holy crap. Did y'all hear that? I thought it was just one. I'm losing track of all this. I'm very tangled up in her kids scene. Yeah, 5 and 3. Okay, so is it really bad what's going on with mom and dad? Like drugs and stuff?
Yes and no.
Yes, drugs, no bad?
Or yes, bad, no drugs.
Yes, bad.
They're alive.
The parents are?
Yeah.
Are they still together?
I hope not.
Oh, you don't even know. This guy's bad news, isn't he?
He's very bad news.
Oh, Monica.
Man, Monica. Well, look, I appreciate your candor. I've enjoyed visiting with you.
Matter of fact, you...
You should buy her some tacos.
We've been coming out here a dozen years to TMS, doing the same thing, talking to people, shooting the bull, shaking hands, kissing babies.
Asses.
I believe you're my number one favorite human being that I've talked to.
Why?
Well, just your life seems pretty pretty rough, so.
Offer to buy her a plate of tacos.
To be nice. You want a beer? I'll buy you a beer.
I'd love a beer.
You're damn tootin', you love a beer. I'll get you any beer you want.
All right, we're going to give you a beer and a standing ovation, Monica.
How about that? How about that? Look at this. Look at the love you have right now. I like your glasses. Oh, what? By the way, this shirt, is that something that your husband gave to you?
No.
Where'd you get this thing?
I bought it here.
Oh, you did? Okay. All right, where's your other shirt?
My other shirt?
Well, you bought it here. You had to put your other... Did you put it on nude?
No, I put it on at the house and drove here.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm getting my days mixed up. All right. Well, that's fabulous. It's a great shirt. Who's your favorite driver?
Kyle Busch.
Oh.
We've got
God. Look at the reaction out here. Good Lord.
Well, my husband works for Toyota.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Monica, nice meeting you. It's a pleasure. I'll go get you a beer right now. You want one of them?
I want one of these.
All right. That's all yours, sister. There she goes.
Yay.
Monica.
Boy, how about that?
What a story.
How about that?
You never know what you're going to find out here, do you?
You never do. You never do. That's good stuff there. All right. Up next.
The athlete, the baseball thing.
The baseball thing next.
Well, that's not a good tease. What's wrong with baseball? Decides to retire.